Ebby Halliday, the down-home grand dame of the North Texas real estate scene, died last night. She was 104. The company she founded 7 decades ago was one of a kind at the time, a woman-owned business. I have this remembrance. Here, Ebby Halliday was in her late 90s, crooning to a crowd, strumming on a ukulele. Growing up, life wasn't so simple for Halliday. She was born in 1911 in a small town in Arkansas. Her father died when she was 5. She moved to a farm in Kansas with her mother and stepfather.
Ebby took that grit, that I call it Midwestern grit, and, you know, she turned it into a powerhouse.
That's Candy Evans. She runs a local real estate blog, Candy's Dirt. She says even as a kid, Halliday was an entrepreneur. When Halliday was 8, she'd ride her pony from farm to farm selling Cloverine ointment to soothe burns and bug bites. This taught her how to hustle, how to run a small business.
What she did was she went into sales because she had a lovely personality. She's a beautiful woman. And so she sold.
Halliday got into the hat business. She moved to Dallas and opened her own boutique. A famous oilman heard about her talent for selling hats. His wife was one of her customers. He had a proposal: sell a bunch of his homes that he built. Halliday recalled the oilman's offer in a birthday video.
If I can sell her those crazy hats, maybe I can sell his crazy cement houses.
So she staged them, dressed them with curtains and carpet and furniture.
I sold them all in within 9 months.
By 1945, Halliday launched Ebby Halliday Realtors, now one of the biggest of its kind in the country. Dr. Norman Stolpe, her pastor for more than a decade at Central Christian Church in Dallas, and he'll say Halliday's ability to sell anything had a lot to do with her.
When you were talking to Ebby, you felt at that moment you were the most important person in the world to her.
Halliday was a trailblazer, especially for women.
I wouldn't be sitting here right now if it weren't for Ebby Halliday.
That's Mary Frances Burleson, CEO of Ebby Halliday Realtors. Burleson says when she met Halliday in 1958, she'd never come across anyone like her. Smart, professional, thoughtful. A woman who was a business owner.
It was a whole new world. My husband said I looked over the garden wall and I was never the same again.
Just one of the countless people inspired by the queen of Dallas real estate. Kat Chow, KERA News.